Hello and welcome to On the Couch with Eminem. Eminem, obviously, for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started.
Hi, guys, and welcome to another edition of On the Couch with Eminem. Today's episode, we're going to talk about something. It's one of our core pillars of the EView Group. Our three core pillars is support, freedom, and profitability. And today's topic is going to be around support and what that means in real estate as an individual owner and as being part of a group.
Absolutely. So we're part of a franchise group, and that was really good because we felt really supported. Then we went to we took a year off and we're independent.
So when we first started EView, there was only four business partners and one receptionist. And what did that feel like from a support point of view?
And now that we've got a franchise group with a team of 300 people, what type of support are we providing to those people? How do they feel supported? And where do we get our support from?
That's right. And what does support actually mean? So let's go right back to the start. Let's start when we were actually, our first business was being part of a franchise group.
Yeah. Actually, the very start is when I started as a salesperson.
Yes.
So that was a year and a half in an office with, you know, quite a few salespeople at the time. Mm-hmm. The business owner listing and selling herself.
Active principal.
You know, what type of support do you get as a salesperson? You get your files done. You get your administration support, maybe a little bit of training. What else is it that we used to get? Not much. It was a great environment, a fantastic environment, but I think we've learned quite a bit from that. So when we went to our own business, our first franchise, we were really focused on supporting our salespeople in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, and support means so many different things. Most people say straight away, oh, they're going to help me with my files. They're going to help me with my prospecting.
They're going to help me with
administration. But really, are they going to help me list and sell property? That's one aspect of support. But I think when we talk about support, we actually talk about having an environment that someone feels extremely supported in helping them achieve their goals.
Yeah.
And that's what support is really about, is how do you look at each one of your team members and extracting from them what they want to achieve in their career? And that can be from a property manager, from a administrator, sales support, through to your sales agents. What is it that they want out of their career in real estate, and how can you support them to achieve their goals? And I think that was a real key difference.
Mm.
And being on your own as a sales agent was a great experience for you, so that when we moved into our own franchise office, we could take what you learnt and obviously bring it into the office.
100%. And I remember when we first started, I don't know if you remember, at Beach.
I remember kicking and screaming, coming into work in a denim suit.
You did. So, but that was a good thing, because for 6 months, Menos was able to, did it take you 6 or 8 months? I can't remember. You always remember the dates exactly. But it gave Menos the opportunity to actually sit back, have a look what it was that we were doing, the salespeople, the administration, actually put systems and procedures in place to help us be more efficient and to support our people a lot more. I remember though, do you remember that salesperson that we had? And he was supposed to be doing his letterbox drops every week. So
prospecting,
yeah. So he went missing for 2 or 3 hours every week and dropped his patch, as we all thought he did. Until one day I saw him parked at the front of our office with his boot open and thousands of letterbox drops in the back of the car. And that's when we realized that we had to take that back in-house to make sure that it was getting done. Mm. So you support the right people. Obviously, he didn't stay with us after that. But, you know, having the right people on board and finding out what it is that they want to do, what activities they don't want to do.
And what they don't do.
And take that in-house.
And then there's the cultural support. So if I look at it from the point of view when we were a franchise office, there was 19 offices in the network. as a business owner, the camaraderie between the franchisees and the directors was amazing. And you know, you couldn't always go to the franchisor. They're obviously busy, and there's some conversations that you wouldn't have with your franchisor. So the camaraderie amongst business owners is an amazing aspect of being part of an organisation.
Could pick up the phone and ring up another business owner and tell them about your struggles. And I know our guys do it now. So you'll get Peter from Chelsea ringing up Jared from our Mornington office to go out for a cup of coffee together, because they can talk about, you know, things that they're struggling with. And, you know, and I want to think that they come to us all the time, but there's going to be times that, you know, they look for support within the group, which is great. And it's what
we did. And in all aspects, from, you know, building their teams, from generating more leads so they can list and sell more property, building their rental department. So, and we found that that transition, one of the big things going from a franchise group, and one of the reasons we went to an independent group, well, we had various reasons to go into an independent group, because we felt we could do real estate a little bit differently and it needed change.
And we did. For whoever knows our model, it's totally different to your traditional real estate model.
And that was one of the reasons why we moved. But one of the things
felt lonely.
Lonely is an understatement. Yeah. Suddenly, there was no one to call. Yeah. Yes, there's all the industry bodies, and yes, there's all different training groups out there. But at the end of the day, if you're not part of an organization, it was extremely lonely.
Actually, we invented Friday nights.
That's
when we invented Friday nights. So what we did is, from the previous group, we had quite a few friends as principals, even before our real estate life, like Jim, your cousin, and Sam Arthur. Booker, and they're with us now, and Arthur. So they were still with different businesses, still in real estate. So here we are, EVU Group, on our own, not part of anyone. And we thought, well, we'll do Friday night pizza and drinks, and we'll just go to each other's house and
alternate it.
And the kids loved it. Yeah, the kids loved it because they're all the same age. But it was that craving of getting together with like-minded people.
In business. And we went
from house to house,
week to week.
Yeah. And we did it for years, and that was awesome. It was really
good. And that was support. So that was one big part of being in real estate, is having that support, being part of an organization.
And we talk business
all the time.
The majority of the time.
It was great training session.
Glass of wine and pizza, and it was like a mastermind group. We didn't know we were doing that, but that's what...
And we shared our difficulties when we lost a listing, or when we lost a salesperson, or something happened at work with an employee, or a disgruntled client.
Yeah.
The day-to-day stuff in business. And I guess that's what we talk about when we talk about support.
Mm.
And then support in making sure that businesses are running efficiently. And, of course, as Maria mentioned earlier, we have grown the organisation now, and so we have multiple directors in multiple areas throughout Australia. And that camaraderie, that support is just so, so important.
We kept the tradition, by the way.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We still have our Friday nights. We do it once a month, not every week. And many of you might have seen our Facebook posts, you know, and our directors have actually implemented that in their offices as well. So we have Friday night pizza and drinks. And what we do with that, we bring the families together, which I think is really important.
Really important.
So everyone that works with us, they'll bring their kids and their partners to Friday night drinks. And that's another part of support. I think family support at home is really important as well. As real estate salespeople and business owners, we do tremendous hours. We've talked about that before at different episodes about the balance and you know, really in real estate, it doesn't really exist. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle choice. But the other thing about the Friday night get-togethers is that every person within the organisation is welcome to join that. So from property management, administration, sales support, we don't alienate our departments. And sometimes the salespeople are out there busy listing and selling properties. The property managers are there doing their grind, and they're doing the tough grind.
Mm.
And there's, in your 9-to-5 working day, there's not that much interaction.
No, unless they're doing a deal together.
Unless they're doing a deal together, but that camaraderie, that support of each other. And then they get together on those Friday night drinks and pizza nights, and they get to know each other.
So and it's the kids another love aspect.
And the, of course, the families get involved. But there's the other thing that we do is obviously our breakfast.
Breakfast, yeah, definitely. Once a month at the beginning of the month. And that's bringing all the officers together again, if it's feasible. I mean, everyone is welcome, but some of them are quite far away. Stewie from Hillsville has made the trip sometimes, and so has Werribee, but the majority of the times is the surrounding offices. But again, it just brings the team together. It's a good networking opportunity for the agents as well, because in our group, we actually cross-sell. So two out of seven of our of our deals, there's more than one person involved. So we do
where there's multiple listers
in between offices.
Someone's listed a property and someone has sold it.
Yeah, so it's a good networking, I think, time as well to get to meet different agents from different offices. And if you've got something in a totally different suburb, then you can refer it to them.
The referral business that happens when you have that support within that group is exponential. We've had many people join our organization from other organizations that really don't, it's not that they neglect it, it's probably they don't focus on it.
It's because they don't know each other.
And they don't know
believe
each other.
That. So it might sound simple, the breakfast and the pizza nights, but it actually brings them together.
True.
So if you know someone and you get along with them and they, you know that you can trust them with a referral, you're most likely to actually do it. You've got top of mind awareness, isn't
of course.
It? Yeah.
And then the other aspect of support that we would really encourage our team to get involved in is our private Facebook pages. We have a couple of private Facebook pages that all our team contribute to, and so they share their successes, they share their challenges, that they share their tips on selling and what they've done and how they've created leads out there, for whether it be in rentals, whether it be in sales. And again, it's we are so busy day to day doing the stuff and concentrating on our immediate circle that just a little thing like that can bring a whole team together, and it doesn't matter where it's from.
What happens is people go in and comment. That's where the support comes into. So you might put something like Manel's just, you know, listed a home in Mount Eliza, and then you'll have a whole heap of agents from within the group actually commenting and saying congratulations, tell me a little bit more about it, I might have a buyer. And you've got all this trail of communications happening, but also just a pat on the back, well done, that's a great listing, or when you sell something. So we highly encourage you. I mean, if it's a small office with four or five people, you constantly talk to each other.
And it's it is totally different. However, that bringing people together, communication in a platform like Facebook, which is private, is such a great
way. It's amazing.
Way.
It's actually cheap. It doesn't cost you anything.
No.
You know, if you've got a small team of four or five people, it might not be worth it because you communicate with each other constantly. But when you have a couple of offices or you're part of a network, I think it's a brilliant idea.
So that's from an office level, the within the internal. And then from a franchisor's point of view, Maria, what is it that we do to support our franchisees, and what is it that they're looking for?
Look, I think what a business owner is looking for is to be able to pick up the phone and talk to someone when they actually have some challenges within their business. And we know that. We're on the phone to our franchisees and you mostly every day. So you're probably better to answer that. What are the things that they come to you with? What questions?
The number one question that we get with regard to our franchisees is, how do I grow my team?
Yeah.
What is it that I need to do to, one, grow the team and get the right people in the right places?
Recruitment is one of them.
It's
human
huge.
Resources is another one. So we're blessed to actually have a fantastic corporate team around us. We've got Julie Anderson as a human resources manager, and Julie has been in that space
instrumental
for many, many years, and for bigger companies like Westpac and BHP. So we're blessed to have someone like that on our team, and we know that our franchisees can actually call Julie anytime and get advice on, you know, recruiting, putting the right or even looking through resumes, she helps them with that, putting the right employment agreement together, just so many things that business owners have to do by themselves, and having that help from someone that actually knows what they're doing, that's their job, it's actually been amazing. David Bolton, our CFO. Well,
CFO, yeah. So from administration, from there's one thing running a business and doing sales and property management, but there's another aspect of the business which is often neglected, and that's all the paperwork, all the mandatory paperwork from running your company, your unit trusts, all that. So you need someone to support you in that. And yes, you need to be aware of it and you need to be knowledgeable in that aspect of business ownership. However, have someone that you can really lean on, and it could be your accountant, could be your solicitor. Of course, from our franchisee's point of view, they've got another port of call to actually get a second opinion. Because sometimes accountants out there in the field who don't specialize in real estate don't know what aspects of the company, how it should be set up, and it can save you thousands of dollars and obviously putting the right structure in place. So that's a big one. And of course, some of you may not have that access to people like that, but again, private message us and we'll be happy to get David to give you a quick discussion on how to set up your company structure.
So important, isn't it?
Before you start, or if you've already started one, how can you change it to be more tax effective and stuff like that? Just a bit of a health check.
Another one is administration. I mean, we've got Julie Lunt as head of administration for all of our offices. It could be as simple as I've got, you know, this checklist, but it's not working really well for me in the sales administration department. Can you help me rejig it to make it a little bit better? We've got all of that. We've got all the systems and the procedures, and then the girls are able to actually help our franchisees to streamline all of that.
And going back to support, I think you really got to understand that when people come into your organization, they're looking to make sure that you've got the correct processes and procedures and the correct practices within your business. So they actually feel supported and not feeling lost. So it's just so important that you have those in place before someone new comes in. Instead of, you know, Marie, you have a favorite saying, you come into my world of chaos. Because you will
lose. Come into my chaos so we can work in chaos together. That's a lot of salespeople. Mm. That was me, you know, before I had a PA or when I had my first PA. Actually, that's not true. I wasn't in chaos. Manos was my first PA.
How exciting.
When we first had our office.
I was your letterbox dropper. I was putting the boards out on Saturday morning. Yep. And obviously when I entered sales, I became a buyer's agent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did reports for vendors. Really, the only thing I did was list property and sell it and negotiate, which is what I love. So, yeah, put the systems in place and find a really good assistant that can actually help you with support you in what you love to do.
Yeah. So I think that kind of wraps up one of our pillars. And we've, you know, depending on which episode you've seen, you know, our three pillars is profitability, freedom, and support. And today's topic was support. We hope you got a lot out of it.
As always, please comment below on our Facebook page and ask us any questions. We'll get in there and start answering those.
And feel free to private message us as well.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much for watching.
See you at the next episode.